So last week we talked about crabs and everybody thought, oh, beer, but no, there's wine.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
This week we're going to be talking about smoking hot wines, Ooh. Wines that go with smoked food.
Nice.
Let's start
right?
off. Yeah, let's start off. You just got a smoker recently, so you've been experimenting.
I did, and in this past May, Cindy gave me a smoker for my birthday, and I've become a smoking fool. My house favorite right now is this buttery loved smoked chicken. You don't want to know the details other than I inject a full stick of butter into each bird before it goes in the smoker. So you're going to need a wine
wow.
that can really stand up to that, but not clash with that smoky wood flavor. I like the 2011 Plantagenet Ombra. Unoaked Chardonnay. Now, I like the unoaked because it's going to really emphasize the fruit, not going to have the oak in there to clash with the smokiness that the chicken gets. It's from Western Australia. It's got plenty of juicy peach, apricot, guava flavors. It's on a medium-bodied frame, but man, that zesty pop of lemon on the finish really adds a bright acidity and complements the rich chicken. $14.
Woo! Now, Sean really wants to know what to drink with his ribs.
Yeah.
Oh, man, my ribs are killer. I'm using the St. Louis cut because I like a meatier rib on a bigger bone, so the 2011 Rodney Strong Knotty Vines Zinfandel. And I'm using Zinfandel because I like to use a little heat and sweet when I make my ribs.
Oh,
and
yeah.
The Zinfandel is really going to be perfect for this. This one's from Sonoma County, California, and it's just what the smoker ordered. Beautiful nose of ripe baked cherries and cloves on the nose. And then you get these compliments of blackberry, blueberry, cherry in the mouth. And then a little bit of red raspberry glides in on the finish. Remarkably smooth but firm tannins. You know, provide that lush, long finish that I like, and it holds up to those spicy ribs, $20.
All right, let's finish up with some brisket, and what do we drink with that?
Oh, man, smoking brisket. It's got this big external fat content. It has a tendency to absorb a lot of smoke, so you need a wine that can really stand up to a multitude of flavors and textures. So I'm going to go with a blend, the 2011 Brown Family Vineyards Tribute Red Wine from Columbia Valley, Washington State. Beautiful blend of Merlot, Malbec, a little Cabernet Sauvignon, Petit Verdot, and Syrah. I mean, they got everything in there. It features aroma of leather, cedar, a little tobacco on the nose, and then these rich, beautiful flavors, black cherry, plum, mocha, baking spices, all lingering in the mouth, and then supported by these ultra-dry tannins on the balanced finish. $30. It's a little bit of a splurge, but I think it's worth it.